USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A child is dead and five other children are in the hospital after an SUV crashed into a go-kart they were on in Kaufman County, Texas, Saturday afternoon. The College Mount Fire Department said on Twitter it assisted Kaufman fire crews with the crash around 12:30 p.m. local time. According to the department, a go-kart with six children between the ages of 7 and 12 was going westbound on CR 167 when it was hit by an SUV at FM 2727. The driver of the SUV was not injured. Trump lawyer Sidney Powell says there was so much voter fraud in the 2020 election, it's taking time to get the facts together, but it's on the way.
Really don't expect to win a lot of the district court cases, but ultimately the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court will have to get it right. We're very clear on the law and the facts on multiple issues, and we haven't even begun to present the big fraud case yet that I am still working on, and it's going to be a blockbuster.
USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Even before Thursday's press conference by Trump campaign lawyers Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis, they claimed Democrats had used an all-of-the-above strategy to steal the 2020 presidential election. The tactics they used included old-fashioned ballot stuffing, pay-per-vote, ballot harvesting, dead voters, double voting, illegal voting, and the intimidation of voting officials and volunteers. The legal team is preparing to release their case very soon. The Butterball Turkey Line is ready for your phone calls. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey Line is ready to help. The line has been around since the 1980s, and the most common question they get is how long it takes to defrost a turkey, which the professionals say is 24 hours for every 5 pounds, and to thaw it in the fridge. Anyone planning to cook a turkey who has questions can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany reports on the coronavirus battle.
On September 16th, we released two documents outlining a strategy to deliver a safe and effective vaccine. These documents were the strategic distribution overview and the interim playbook for state, tribal, territorial, and local health programs and partners. On September 23rd, we provided $200 million to jurisdictions to support plans for eventual distribution. On October 14th, we provided $31 million to CITVIA for vaccine-related consumable products. On October 16th, we made agreements with CVS and Walgreens to administer vaccines to residents of long-term care facilities. On October 21st, under the PREP Act, we issued guidance authorizing qualified pharmacy technicians to administer the vaccine. On October 30th, we announced that McKesson Corporation will produce, store, and distribute vaccine ancillary supply kits on behalf of the Strategic National Stockpile to help healthcare workers who will administer the vaccines. And on November 12th, we announced a partnership with large chain pharmacies and independent regional ones to deliver safe and effective vaccines. The unprecedented response to this pandemic has already saved many American lives. And as you can see, this timeline was ongoing. This was a long process and one that we are very proud of.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.